In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peter and John, however, said to them in reply, "Whether it is right in the sight of God for us to obey you rather than God, you be the judges. It is impossible for us not to speak about what we have seen and heard." Words of our first lesson for this morning from the book of Acts. We spoke about this earlier in silence, how often there is a dialogue that goes on within our minds that we want to win the fight in our minds, but we have no courage to say it later. These are things which disrupt silence, they disrupt peace of the soul, they disrupt everything about our lives. Here, John and Peter give an opportunity to actually do it, and they do. They are called to order time and time again because they just won't stop speaking the name. And because of this, they punished them, kicked them off the Temple Mount, and said, "Stop preaching in the name." That's what led them to this point. Again, being recently in the Holy Land, I had the same experience. I too was kicked off the Temple Mount just for being really Catholic-looking, so much they thought I was a Zionist. And despite every pleading of my guide, saying he doesn't care about anything that goes on here and doesn't want to be here, doesn't believe that God is worshipped here, is even what he said, which is also true. And yet, still was kicked off the Temple Mount, because just my very being stood for the name. I mean, the way we go out within the world has an effect. The way in which you comport yourselves, to follow up on what we were speaking about here at Holy Modesty, it bespeaks something. And so what is the way in which you are comporting yourself? How does that speak? What does that do? Do people recognize for the way in which you go about your everyday that you're different than regular Joe on the street? Is there something about you that says it? There should be something about you that says it. That does mean that we should dress differently, but it goes deeper than dress. It goes deeper to say the way in which we walk about within the world, the things that we speak about, the things that we don't speak about, the way in which other people speak about things and how we remain silent or we withdraw from conversation, the way in which we know to gently and kindly in a masculine way, and somebody's, for lack of better words, acting the fool, we pull that brother aside and help him to realize where he's debased himself. Not because we wanted better anything about ourselves, because we know that he knows that he shouldn't be that way. These are the things that change about our interactions. Peter and John lived it out in a very bold way, such to where it caught the attention of everybody who was around and got them in serious trouble. But when it came time for them to open their mouths, they always had the right things to say because they were always meditating upon the right things. There's a spirit of effeminacy, which we'll get into in our next conference, that lurks within us. It's a softness. That's a human respect. That's, I want to go along to get along. A spirit that says, if I act only so Catholic, then I'll fit in just fine. And maybe I'll push a little bit on a couple of these issues, but I'm not going to go further because if I show too much of what I believe, then what are the consequences that'll happen? The minimum for you men is Christ Jesus. That's the minimum. That's the minimum that we seek. And so now in the time that we have, here's something for you to ask. What I always like to do is when I'm at Mass, I like to ask for stuff. Because who's at Mass? That's right. And so if he's at Mass, well, can he deny me anything that I ask for perseveringly? That's necessary for salvation? If you were listening at the end of the last conference, your answer would be, certainly not, Father. He'll give it to you. He wants you to have it more than you want it yourself. And so at the consecration, when you see the sacred species raised high, when you're looking at our Lord, who is now present in a way that he was not present before, adore him. Ask him. Put a petition to him. If there's a struggle or a vice that's going on in your life that you just can't seem to break free from, an effeminacy, ask him to put that in the chalice where his precious blood is. Because the precious blood endures no effeminacy. It's nothing but fortitude and strength. It's nothing but manly virtue there. Plead that blood over yourself. Not just at this Mass. We're not preparing you for one Mass. We're preparing you for every Mass, which is the only Mass that exists. Ask for it and ask for it in faith and see what our Lord does. See if the things that are spoken here are with or without effect. When you wonder how Catholic it is that you're to act, or what virtues you as a man living in the time in which we are, in the culture in which we are, in the family in which you are, in the parish situation in which you are, under the archbishop in which you are. Whatever forces are applying pressure on you, ask for the grace to say, just as Peter and John spoke, facing those who had all power except for death in their hands. But their actions of the weeks prior showed that they knew exactly how to get death if they wanted it. They said to these ones in reply, whether it is right in the sight of God for us to obey you rather than God, you be the judges. But it is impossible for us not to speak about what we have seen and what we have heard. What have you seen? What have you heard? And why is it possible for you to not speak about it? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.